Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting third. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Nieto. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Tudor. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Tudor. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Christensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Reynolds. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. Two outs. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tudor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Nieto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Slyke hits a line drive towards short. Santana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto is 0 for 1 in the game. Nieto hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap strikes out. One out. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hare fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tudor hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynch strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto is 0 for 2 in the game. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Tudor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tudor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tudor hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Christensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Christensen moves to second. One out. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Ron Darling pinch runs for Keith Hernandez. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Christensen moves to third. Darling moves to second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards short. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 3 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.